The Pine Gulch fire is now at almost 24,000 acres. At a briefing on Sunday evening, officials said the lightning-caused fire is 7% contained on the southeast side. At least 500 firefighters are working on the blaze, including crews from the Front Range and Wyoming. An evacuation order is in effect for residences on County Roads 202 and 204, and a pre-evacuation order for all residents on County Roads 207, 209, and Clear Creek Road. Officials urged residents to prepare to move large animals to safety. Team meteorologist Lisa Kreiderman said that fuels are dry and much of the state is in severe drought.
We've been in very warm temperatures lately. Since the last week of July, we've had above normal temperatures in this area, as well as below normal precipitation.
She added that humidity is at a record low.
Our relative humidities have stayed below 20% for 3 days now. Our recoveries that the fuels can really take a rest from in the early mornings, we're not seeing that. Our recoveries in the early mornings aren't even reaching that 20%. So that's also why we're seeing this fire activity. We just have no moisture in the atmosphere.
The low humidity translates to a tinderbox of trees and other plants. Kreiderman said there is no rain in sight and that the wind is a real problem for this particular fire.
Unfortunately, where this fire is, all the drainages are aligned to the southwest. And so all this wind that we've been having and we're going to continue to have are really these westerly, southwesterly winds. So that can align with those drainages and help push the fire.
As of Sunday evening, the fire was burning north by northeast near Kimball Mountain. The Garfield County Fairgrounds accepted animals needing shelter Sunday night. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.